Another thing in the survey that was kind of interesting was that the use of switching to an aromatase mm-hmm. inhibitor, both at 2 to 3 years as well as 5 years, was much more common in the research leaders than in the people in practice. There's a sizable fraction of people in practice who are not switching at 2 to 3 years in postmenopausal women to an AI and not starting an AI after 5 years of tamoxifen. Does that surprise you?
That does surprise me. And I guess that just reflects still a comfort level with tamoxifen and a philosophy of why mess with success if a patient is doing well and is tolerating tamoxifen without major difficulties. Whereas perhaps the research leaders are more impressed by the data.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I mean, you're talking about over 90% of the research leaders, 95%, who would switch some of these cases that we presented versus maybe 50 or 60%. Hmm. And I've talked to oncologists who don't even raise the issue as a possibility. And when I look at the numbers and I see 35, 40% drop in recurrence rate and less strokes and DVTs, et cetera, it kind of bothers me a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't explain it except to say that perhaps the academicians know the data a little bit better and are more comfortable acting on the basis of that information. I think it's interesting that the magnitude of benefit you see by switching to an aromatase inhibitor seems to be greater than the magnitude of benefit you get with using an aromatase inhibitor up front, which suggests that there might be something to tamoxifen sort of setting up a tumor for aromatase inhibition. So I think the definitive trial will be this big FEMTA trial, which does have another two arms that involve switching as those results roll out. That should help compare the strategy of an aromatase inhibitor up front versus a switching strategy.